You've probably heard that saying, don't get angry, get even. It's based on the idea that revenge is sweet. Have you ever taken revenge on someone? Perhaps it was over a small thing, or maybe it was a big thing. When someone hurts you, it's the most natural thing in the world to want to take revenge. You and I have a strong inbuilt sense of justice, having been created as we are in the image of a just God. So when we're on the wrong end of an injustice, we want recompense for our loss. We want that person who caused our suffering in turn to suffer as much as we have at their hands. I used to think of revenge as a sign of strength, but really, revenge is more a sign of weakness than of strength. I think one of the great examples of not taking revenge is the leadership of Nelson Mandela in South Africa after the end of apartheid. I mean, the guy spent 27 years in prison. If anyone was entitled to revenge. But instead, he went for reconciliation, which makes him one of the most revered world leaders, certainly in my lifetime. Here's Jesus' take on revenge, Matthew chapter 5, verses 38 to 41. You have heard it said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist an evildoer. But if anyone strikes you on the right cheek, turn the other also. And if anyone wants to sue you and take your coat, give your cloak as well, and if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go also the second mile. What's that all about? Why did Jesus say that back then? Why is he bringing it up with us again today? The Bible tells us not just that God loves us, but that God is love. His very nature, his very substance is love. And love never gives up. Love at its heart wants to draw close. And when you love a sinner, an imperfect person, someone who's turned against you, someone who's hurt you, when you love that sort of person, it's always going to cost you something. What Jesus is talking about here is that sort of love, proactive love, love that steps forward in an instant and demonstrates how much it cares, how quickly and deeply it forgives by turning the other cheek and going the extra mile. Now that's what I call a sign of strength. Revenge is the easy way out, but instant, proactive, demonstrable, practical forgiveness, now that's a Jesus thing. And that's God's word. Fresh for you today.